The Haynes School starts a boxing fitness program. The Port and Advisory Committee discusses a timeline for phase two of the Portage Cove Harbor Project. And the hunt for a borough manager is in its final stages in Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The Haynes School received a $15,000 grant from the state to support wellness programs. Part of the funds will be used to start a high school boxing program. Coach Brandy Stickler and assistant coach Greg Brittenham held the first planning meeting after school this week. Brittenham says the school is excited about the opportunity, but also wants to stress what the program is not.
And it's not Fight Club, you know, it's not that sort of thing. It's absolutely a conditioning program. It's a disciplined program.
The club will be non-contact. That means no sparring between students. So what can students expect?
We teach structure, we teach mechanics, footwork, balance, body control, speed, quickness, agility, power, strength, all of those components of athleticism that can then be applied to other sports. So you're not doing this just to become a boxer, you're doing this just to make yourself a better athlete and better conditioned athlete.
The school is sourcing equipment and finalizing training schedules. A few students are stepping up as mentors and participating in the planning process. The boxing program will begin practice after the holiday break in January. To get involved or learn more, contact Brandy Stickler. The Haynes Ports and Harbor Advisory Committee met today to discuss the timeline for the second phase of the Portage Cove Harbor Project. This phase will add a boat launch ramp and a new parking lot to the harbor. Engineering firm P&D Engineers must complete 95% of the design for the project by early January. Alaska Department of Fish and Game is funding phase two at a cost of about $5 million. Funding will be provided in two chunks. The first will be for the ramp. The second will provide lighting, paving, and striping for the parking lot at Portage Cove. Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says that though Alaska Department of Fish and Game will award funding in two parts, the borough plans to hire one contractor for both of them.
One bid is going to save us money. If for no other reason, the engineering fees and the announcement of the bids, et cetera, are going to be more. And so there may be a mobilization in addition to that as well.
The project goes out to bid in early March and will be awarded to a contractor in April. Construction on the boat ramp will begin May of 2019, and the improvements will be complete in September 2020. Local opinion of the project is divided. Supporters say it's a necessary investment in the local fishing economy. Critics argue against spending the money and disrupting the scenic waterfront. The borough settled a labor dispute with contractor Pacific Pile and Marine this September for over $500,000. The company alleged that site conditions for the project were not accurately described. The borough has yet to secure funding for the final phases of the harbor project. Those phases will add floats for moorage and a drive-down ramp for commercial fishermen to load and unload gear. The Port and Harbor Advisory Committee unanimously passed a motion last month to recommend the Assembly to use raw fish sales tax revenue to fund floats and harbor improvements. Committee member Diana Lapham said that the Tourism Advisory Board and Haynes Chamber of Commerce support funding the harbor with fish tax revenue as well.
In our CAB meeting, we also made a recommendation to the Assembly to take the raw fish tax in its entirety and put it towards the harbor excise fund. And if I may add one more thing, I was at the board meeting for the chamber, and they're writing a letter also to recommend the fish tax.
The latest designs for the harbor project can be found on our website at khns.com. www.cabmeeting.org. The Skagway Assembly is in the final stages of interviewing for a new borough manager. The borough is working to replace Scott Hahn, who left earlier this year. The manager search committee recommended to advance three candidates from a pool of 10. John Ardna, Sam Keto III, and David Milleron will move to the next round of interviews. Ardna is a lawyer in Chicago, Illinois. Keto is the only Alaskan in the running. He is finishing a term in the State House of Representatives. Milleron is the city manager of Hogansville, Georgia. The assembly reviewed candidate background checks at a meeting Wednesday night and found nothing of concern for any candidate. The assembly will interview candidates in a work session the week of December 10th. At least one of them will be invited to Skagway for an in-person interview. That interview will take place after the holiday season. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch and Borough Treasurer Heather Rodig are working together to fill that role until the borough hires a new manager. Deitch says she hopes to fill the position by January 2019. You can listen to these local news stories and more on our website at khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us.